As the winds picked up at the Capitol, so did the pace of business inside.
Carried in by the House.
Gentlemen, Speaker, I move that House Bill 237 with Senate amendments be taken.
Thursday marked the last day lawmakers could pass bills before the governor has the option to veto. A number of abortion-related measures, including a ban on the procedure after a fetal heartbeat is detected, won final passage, inviting an immediate challenge by the ACLU. Also making its way to the governor are bills setting new campus free speech guidelines, stripping powers from the Secretary of State, adjusting reimbursement rates for solar energy producers, and earmarking $75 million in new borrowing. Two bills that did not pass muster, private school scholarship tax credits and an overhaul of the teacher pension board, had drawn hundreds of protesters to the Capitol.
I think it was a productive session. I don't think it was necessarily an overly ambitious session.
House Speaker David Osborne said for now he doesn't see another special session on that other big issue, pensions, until a deal is in sight.
I can't possibly imagine that there would be another special session without an agreement.
The governor now has the option to sign, veto, or leave unsigned any of the bills. Lawmakers return on the 28th for the final day of the session when they can override vetoes or pass new bills. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.